Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me this evening. I apologize for the late start. I'm having technical difficulties. I'm trying to get the chat room up. It seems like it just keeps trying to load and load and load and load and load. So hopefully that will come up as I do my announcements at first for the beginning of the show, and then I will get right into taking callers. And I thank you all. It looks like you all have been waiting very patiently, so I appreciate that. And I really look forward to chatting with you all this evening. So as far as announcements go for tonight, I want to mention the different ways that you can get a hold of me, which is you can find me on my website, www.christyall.com. You can also find me on Facebook, which I would love if you went to my page and liked that page, which is Hope Inspired by Christy. And then, of course, you can always follow me on Twitter at TheChristyAll. So it was really my decision to do a All Readings show for this evening, just because I want, you know, it's my way of telling Spirit that I am here to be of service, not only to Spirit, but also to, you know, other people in the world. Also, I think it's just part of, like I said, part of the service that I offer. Also, I want to mention this evening, I want to lift up, provide, and make space for prayers and healing for all those that have been affected by the terrorist bombs in Brussels, as well as all of the previous locations and countries and states that have had the very, very unfortunate, it just makes me a little emotional, very unfortunate experience of having to have something like that occur. So please, if you'll join me this evening, before before you retire for the evening, hold space for those that have been affected, and that for those that may have crossed over in those situations, that they find peace, love, and acceptance as they make their path to be joined with Source. So thank you all for allowing me to provide that little tribute for all those that have been affected. So, all right, now I am still attempting to open up the chat window. Thank you so much for being patient. Oh, looks like it looks like it is working now, so that's fantastic. Okay. All right, so I just wanted to type into those folks and let them know that I'm here and I am ready to get things rolling for this evening. Okay, so for this evening, I noticed we have quite, like I said, we have quite a few callers on. If you could please, when I pick up your line, I'll just ask you for your name. And you're welcome to give me the location where you're calling from, but it's not a requirement. And if we can have one or two questions, that would be great. That way it will allow an opportunity for everyone to be able to hopefully get their questions answered or to at least receive direction from Spirit. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to start with the 201 area code, 201.
Hi.
Hi, you're on with Finding Hope with Christy All. How are you?
I'm good, Christy. Thank you. My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. What can I help you with this evening?
I'm single right now. I just want to know, what do you see with regards to my love life?
Okay. So the first number that I actually hear for you is that you is 6 months, so time frame. I feel like the clock hasn't started to tick yet, meaning this is going to be someone, interestingly enough, they're saying it's not, at first it was, oh yeah, you're going to definitely meet somebody new, but then they're like, but you also have this previous relationship that either you've been considering rekindling or they've recently popped into your mind. Do you understand? Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. So this previous relationship, I feel like, you know, you're at a place where you see things differently. You see the previous relationship and what, you know, the interaction was like before differently now. So you can have a new approach if you choose, and I do believe, you know, choice has a lot to do with where our lives go and how they can affect not only, you know, the trajectory of our lives, but readings also. So it is up to choice. But if you choose to rekindle that relationship that you've been thinking of, I feel like with still within that 6 month period that is when that's going to occur, like where it would go from chatting again to, you know, actually, you know, dating and something more significant. Now, if you also want to welcome in the new relationship, now why do I also see? It looks like a resort type of a location. So when I say that, it's like I see trees and mountains and skiing. So I'm not sure if you enjoy to ski or winter sports, something like that. But do you understand that? Does that make sense?
No, I don't ski. I don't know.
Okay. So this may be related to the new person, the new potential relationship, that maybe that is one of their interests, but it's something definitely I can't ignore. So because it's interesting, I see the mountains in two seasons. So I see it what looks like spring and then also in winter time. So you may just want to take note of that.
Okay.
And did you have any other question about the relationship time frame wise or anything else?
Well, the one from the past, what else can you tell me? We got along really well, and you know, we're talking now. I don't expect to go back with him, but I want to know what you see.
I feel like it's very, like I had mentioned before, I feel as though you see him through different eyes now, and so I still feel very much a connection, and I feel like there's still going to be a relationship there. If you choose, you know, whether you choose for it to be romantic or not, it's still at least a friendship that I see continuing on, which I feel is very beneficial for you, not only for kind of moving on in your life, but having someone that gets you, that understands you, and where you don't have to go through and tell your whole story to again. You know what I mean? Someone who's just...
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's
have a strong
really
connection.
I think that's going to be very beneficial to you, and I feel like he's really going to be a touchstone for you as you move forward in your life.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Rose, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
And the same to you, Christy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Many thanks to Rose for calling in. The next person that I have on the line is 617, area code 617.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Finding Hope with Christy All. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Good,
and what's your name?
Good. It's Karen.
Hi, Karen. What can I help you with?
Well, my question is in regards to work.
Okay.
I'm really wanting to leave where I'm working and
something new. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt because I'm just immediately
getting
information. So the two ladies at your work, or I hear the number two and then like other women at your work. I feel like...
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand where these two ladies have really fueled your decision to move on to another job? Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, the positions, have you already begun to look for new work and it's begun interviewing for new work?
I haven't begun interviewing, and I'm starting to look now.
Yes, kind of scope things out. Okay, so when you're looking for these new jobs, I'm really being drawn to the job that is going to be more of an administrative role because I'm seeing paperwork. But you enjoy that? I feel like that's really kind of where you find some satisfaction and comfort in knowing that, you know, you can go through your day and complete something. You know, it's not an endless cycle. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So the one that is going to be more focused on the administrative aspect, because there'll be a couple that are going to be really interesting to you. The other one will be more interesting because of the money.
Okay.
Because that's going to be a big, you know, turn on as far as the job goes. You're like, oh yeah, you know, more money is always better, you know, but
it is, but you know, being satisfied with where you're at,
yes,
you know, and being happy, that's also key.
Exactly. And so I feel as though your satisfaction and your happiness will be more so in the more administrative position now.
Okay.
I'm also being shown a schedule, so It feels as though it would be similar to what you have now, but Spirit keeps telling me, like, either 2 days or something about your schedule of 2 days. So I don't know if you're looking to change either the 2 days that you have off or make an adjustment in your schedule by 2 days, but I want to make sure that I mention that. Do you understand that?
Not really.
Okay.
Does the 2 days mean that I get an interview, or the 2 days mean that I find something and they want to see me? I'm not sure.
Yeah, the 2 days is really more about work schedule. It's more about what I see being available to you. There's just something about the schedule, and there just being a change in that, or something. It's going to be a little bit different than what you're used to schedule wise. And for some reason, they keep bringing up 2 days, so I'm not sure how that applies, but it definitely applies to the schedule.
Okay. Can I ask another quick question?
Sure.
It seems like where I work, everyone seems to be unhappy.
Happy is the word that I get, unfortunately.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like it's just... it's draining to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you already have a way to sort of protect yourself energetically, or do you have kind of a ritual or a little, routine maybe would be a better word, where you kind of energetically protect yourself? Okay. You need to double that up over the next 2 weeks is... what I'm being told. Double up that routine. Really find yourself grounded. If you have the opportunity to be grounded before you go into work, and I don't know why, I feel like over the next 2 weeks things are going to be even more... they're wanting me to use the word tumultuous.
Tumultuous, yes.
Yes, thank you, sorry.
That's okay.
It's not a word I use often, obviously, but that's why over the next 2 weeks, really double up on that.
Why is that?
It feels just like everyone around you is almost as though they're spinning in their own energetic tornado, as though they got a lot going on, and it kind of bumps into people as they go throughout their day. In order for it to be have a less effect on you, that's why bumping up of a routine. But for some reason, folks are going to be a little bit more high strung, a little bit more stressed out over the next 2 weeks. So that's
why. Well, are things changing within the company? I mean, is the company going through financial issues or stability?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not getting that information. Just that things are getting very stressful, and will continue to be. So it will be definitely a good time that you've chosen to start looking.
Yes. It seems like every day I come in, it's like 2 to 3, sometimes 4 people are just like, people are really jumping ship.
Right. Well, your time's coming. So there you go. Well, thank you, Karen, so much
for
calling.
Well, thank you.
You're
thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Many blessings to you.
Thank you so much, and to you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. All right, so now moving on to area code 863-863. Hi, you're on with Finding Hope with Christy. Can I help you?
Hi, sorry, didn't mean to jump the gun there.
Oh, you're okay.
My name is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Sorry. I was looking at the show page and it says Finding Hope, and I thought, there we go. That's exactly what I want, is to find hope.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. What question do you have this evening?
Well, I've just gone through a huge life transition, and
okay.
I'm about to go through even more transitions.
Okay.
I want to move and move into my own place, and
mm-hmm.
also, you know, with finding your own place, you've got to find a job. So I'm wanting to kind of see what's coming up around that. And
okay. Now, Julia, you know, it's spirit sometimes just gives me little tidbits of evidential information. So it's something I have to mention, and it may just be one of those things that are very random, but they want me to bring up either the connection to horses or horseback riding. I'm not sure because I don't see you necessarily riding the horses, but for some reason there's a connection to one particular horse, but I use horses plural. Do you understand that?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't bring anything to mind. But I wrote it down.
Okay, great.
Up later, then it's like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, there we go.
great. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, like I said, sometimes it's just one of those things. It feels, interestingly enough, less like a live horse and more of either something that is represented in art or a sculpture or something like that. So that's why I don't actually see you on the horse. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. So going forward, moving and then work information. Now, I don't actually see you it's interesting because I don't see you getting a new job. Although you may want the new job, I don't see the new job in the near future. And by near future, I mean about 3 months. I feel as though there's a potential for you to be able to do some sort of commuting, or because they're not showing me where you could do your work, but you don't necessarily have to be physically in the office.
Okay, so work from home.
Yeah, it feels like that's going to be more of an opportunity for you initially, and then because there's that transition period of new location, new job, but you'll have the opportunity to, to still work out of your old one. Do you understand that as a possibility for you?
Well, I'm not working at all right now, so.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like, because I see you at like a home office or in a home office or where you're already comfortable, kind of where you've got your computer set up. And interestingly enough, I'm not sure that you're usually sit at like a dining room table or a coffee table. It doesn't feel like you necessarily like to be in your own office that you have, or that you have an office, but they're kind of saying the freedom to move around is really something to your liking, and that you'll continue to have that by being able to work from home.
Cool.
Okay. Now, have you already begun to look for the new apartments?
I've been just checking out areas, trying to get a feel for, you know,
I'm sorry. The area there's a capital H reference or a H as in, Harry H, for that location, have you already looked there? I feel like it's HA, interestingly enough. Do you understand? Does that make sense? H-A.
Not at this time, but I wrote it down because I'm
okay.
Still looking, and maybe I just haven't found that town yet.
Okay. Yeah, H-A. And they're making a reference to heart, so I feel like that will be part of the name. Like there's some place near me that has like Heartwood, you know, is a location. But I feel like that sound is in that location where you're going to be looking, and that's going to be really, that'd be a really great place for you to be. the sense of community that you're looking for, the sense of belonging and having peers who are similar in age and experience, that support system that you're looking for, I feel as though you will find in that new location. It feels like it's an older community, like not necessarily like a new build, but something that's been around for a while.
Okay. Did you get a sense of an approximate time frame, maybe?
Time frame for the move? Well, I definitely feel as though over the next 2 weeks is what you're going to, when you're going to really dig in and find the locations that you want. But you'll have to wait, I feel like, a little bit before you'll have, before they'll have availability. Like, you'll know where you want to go, but you have to wait just a little bit. I don't have a time frame as far as how long the wait will be, though.
Okay.
But it will be worth it.
Yay.
That makes all the difference
that it's worth it.
It does. It really does. I mean, it's not something that, it's not a location you'll just have to settle on, you know, because you'll feel like, oh, well, you know, I'm under a deadline and I'll just have to move. No, I feel like it's going to be worth the wait.
Wonderful. Wow. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Julia. You have a great evening.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next is area code 360.
Hello.
You're on with Christy with Finding Hope.
Hi.
Christy. Oh, how are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. Can I get your first name?
My name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. And what question do you have for me this evening?
I'm wondering about my living situation, like if I'll be able to find a decent place to move around.
Okay.
And, you know, when I might be able to get out of where I am now.
Okay. And, Lori, do you already understand the situation where there's either, I feel like, a male and female relatives, or I feel like one is a relative or there's a close relation to the one person and the other is a spouse? Does that make sense for you where that's where kind of the situation that's not feeling too healthy right now? Do you understand that?
The rental manager.
Okay.
Management company. Yeah.
Male and female.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I was connected correctly there. Okay, so Lori, let me tell you this. They're hearing about the paperwork or the issue with the paperwork. So to me, at first, it was about like security deposit or something to do with the money and paperwork. So to me, that's the first thing that I hear.
Yeah, they want to raise my rent by $100,
okay.
You know.
Right.
And they
okay.
tell me it was none of my business that they didn't raise the neighbor's rent and
okay.
You know, and I am worried about my security deposit because I know they'll try to rip me off.
Okay. So I feel like you need to make sure that you have all your ducks in a row, that you have your copy of that paperwork with the money amount on it. And and they're showing me like the outline of all the things that they're responsible for and you're responsible for, because I'm seeing like, you know, item lines 1 through 10, and then you know how they, on most paperwork, it's line items. For some, you need to just make sure that you have your copy that you originally signed so that you can compare to what they will submit or what they have to make sure that you get your money, all of your money back, because you're going to be able to, and of course need to use that money to get into the new place.
Right.
Now, have you already, a 3-week mark, or I hear 3 weeks, So do you understand that time frame for your search and move, the 3 weeks?
I'm not sure when anything's going to happen.
Okay. So I feel like the 3 week mark is I'm just sorry about that. I'm just asking, are things going to start changing for you at 3 weeks, or, you know, is it going to happen within the next three weeks? So just trying to narrow it down for you here. I feel as though things are going to actually begin to change in 3 weeks. So it's kind of like you still have three more weeks to wait before things start to really change and improve as far as, you know, your next location. Now, have you already looked at the place that has the beige? I see like beige and teal colors. I'm not sure why, but does that make sense to you, the beige and teal colors? Like a very light blue, very light blue colors in the different places that you've looked to move to. Oh, looks like I may have lost you, Lori. Lori, I'm sorry. Looks like I may have lost you. Call back in, Lori, if you can, and we'll see about getting you reconnected. But if you're listening right now, you want to, in your search for the new place, you want to make sure that you pay particular attention to either the logo colors or the location paint that is like this beige and very light blue or like a teal color. So just make sure you pay attention to that. All right, next caller is 336. Hi, you're on with Finding Hope with Christy All. How can I help you?
Hi, Christy. This is Dee.
Dee, hi, Dee. What question can I help you with this evening?
Yes, I have a two-part question. The first question is about, do you get any insight about meeting someone special, like a spiritual, you know, friend? I'm praying for someone special in my life.
Okay.
To come in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you already gone to your regular church? Are you already back into kind of attending your regular gathering or church?
Yes, I go to church regular. I'm actually a leader in the church.
Okay. So interestingly enough, I'm not sure why, but they're bringing me the number 2, so it feels as though, I don't know that there are 2 folks coming for you, or two options. You may have 2 options, which would be good, you know.
That would be good.
But I feel, I'm going to tell you who I see describe physical attributes. Now, this person feels as though they're going to be a spiritual match for you in the sense that similar beliefs, similar study and devotion to their faith. So that's where things are going to start. It's not going to be an immediate romantic, you know, love at first sight type of thing. It's going to be more in awe of his devotion to his faith and his ability to stay connected to that faith no matter what. So that's really going to be a really excellent connection for you. He's very tall. Well, I'm 5'2". I say this all the time. I'm 5'2". Everybody's taller than I am. But I feel like he's close to 6 feet tall.
Oh, that's great.
So he's tall. He's not very thin, so he's, you know, like an athletic build. I don't see facial hair on him. I see him kind of a light to medium skin tone. very handsome, and there's something they're drawing me in particular to his jaw. So I don't know if you look for folks that guys that have very strong jaw lines, but he has a very strong jawline, and I'm being drawn to that. Short, very short, short hair, not shaved, still has hair. So, yeah, he's going to be, and he's very well-spoken, not boisterous and loud, but he's not afraid to speak up for himself and others. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's very comfortable working around the room, introducing himself, really communicating. So I feel like he's a good communicator in that way. Time frame for you, I hear 1 month. In particular, they're just bringing me to one. So, but to me, 1 week is too soon. So 1 month is what I hear for that and for him. Also interesting, you need to pay attention to who you meet who have a similar initial, so a D in their name also. So you want to make as like, I don't hear necessarily one way or the other if it's first or last name, but definitely the letter D.
The letter D. Do you think I meet this person through, like, at the church or some at a church gathering or some kind of event that I might be going to?
It's
going to
be the joint event. I hear the joint event. So I feel like it's the event that's coming up where it's your church and another church that they're putting on together, and that's where that's going to happen.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds positive. That sounds so great.
Good.
Look forward to it.
Excellent.
My next question is about my son. I have three sons, but the youngest one, he's hearing impaired. I go through a lot with him. He's older. He's 29. He lives in another state, and I just want to know things going to work out for him. He's up and down his emotions.
Yeah.
He's trying to move to a new place. And I'm praying that this new place would be a good change, and he'll get the money up for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm getting the information right away, so let me just jump in.
Oh, okay.
so the course that he's going to take, or the course that he is kind of stubborn about taking, and I hear, he needs to take that course. So, you know, I know it's, you know, we always like to say mom's always right, but so the best way to communicate to him, he's got to take that course, because that's going to improve his situation. I feel like it's going to lead to him either being able to have a little bit of an income where he can either work part-time a little bit or be involved in a program.
Yeah.
Okay, be involved in the program.
He works now. He works a lot of hours. He works. He's very independent. Very smart young man. It's not easy for him to go somewhere. He works a lot of hours now, and he's on his own. I just want to make sure he's moving from another place, because the landlord he's at now is not a good landlord.
Yeah,
so I'm praying that this landlord. Okay, I just want things to start mellowing out for him, and he meets someone nice, and you know he has bad gets in relationships that aren't good.
I was
going to
say he puts himself in those situations, so as much
as he does. And I'm just praying for things to change for him, and because the only thing I can do is like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Just want to know things going to work out better for him.
Yes,
so.
They are. He's going to, he's got to do that course, and he's going to.
I don't know how he's going to do that course, because he don't want to go, but he works a lot. And as long as he's focused, it's working, he's fine.
It's going to be tough, but that's really what they're telling me, so.
Okay. Well, somebody could encourage other than me. He doesn't listen. Mm-hmm. He may find someone that come in his life and can help him. They can encourage him.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Chrissy. I don't want to hold you up for the next caller.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks,
thank you so much.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling Finding Hope with Chrissy All. How are you? Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Yes. Can I get your first name?
Hi. Sorry, I couldn't hear. Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
My name is Laura.
Laura. Hi, Laura. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question for me tonight?
I'd like to know if my finances mm-hmm. are going to get better soon, if I'm going to get a job soon.
Okay. Well, let me jump right in with the finances, and we'll see where that goes. So the finances, either the loan or the $5,000, where does the $5,000 come in for you financial, you know, I feel like it's money that you have had or money that's available to you. For some reason, it feels past tense, but like maybe that there's still a portion of that available. Does that make sense for you? Like there's still a portion of that. Okay. So there's still a portion available for you financially. I feel like there's not going to be a lull between what you have available to you financially now and when you will start to be able to increase your income and have a regular paycheck. Now, I don't feel like it's going to happen really super quick that you're going to find this new job, but I feel like once you do, it's going to be steady and a paycheck that you can count on. But you'll have to wait a little bit longer than you anticipate. Unfortunately, I'm not getting an exact time frame, but I feel like 3 to 4 weeks is leaning a little bit more towards the four-week mark. For the job and then the steady income along with that. Interestingly enough, I'm also being told that about it's going to be like a weekly paycheck, so I'm not sure if you're used to getting weekly paychecks, but to me it feels like that's going to be a little bit different for you to get weekly ones. So it'll be an adjustment in your finances. Do you understand that?
Yeah, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Great. So yes, so you'll have to be patient and wait a bit longer than you anticipate, but that you'll have weekly paychecks and you'll actually be able to catch up. I feel like you'll be able to catch up because you are going to be getting weekly paychecks a little bit easier. So it's not going to be too much of a struggle, like you'd have to wait, you know, a month or something like that to get paid.
Yeah, that was very good news. So we won't be having to leave our place or anything.
I'm not being shown a move. So, I'm just not being shown the move. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. I'm not getting that information. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see you. When I'm asking and looking, I don't see like boxes around you. And that, like, you're preparing for the move. So I don't see that in your immediate future.
Well, that's all good news.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Laura, for calling. I hope that was helpful.
Thank you. Thank
all
you
right,
so much.
You're welcome. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on with Finding Hope with Christy All. Can I get your name?
Hi, Christy. My name is Samantha. How are you?
Hi, Samantha. I'm great, thanks. What's your question for tonight?
Yes, I really wanted to know what you see as far as love and relationship. I'm not currently dating anyone, and
okay.
I would love to know if you see anyone great coming into my life this year.
Okay. Now, have you already... Do you understand the significance of the eighth month or eight? I keep hearing eight, and when I try and put that with August for the eighth month, I don't feel like the direct connection. But do you understand the number eight as it in relation to you? And I don't know, it's really strong, just the number eight. So you may just want to jot that down for future reference. I feel like that's going to be significant for you. Now, do you already have the Sandy Blonde. No, I don't. Hang on. Let me make sure I get the right description here. Well, no, I feel like Sandy Blonde hair, a little bit more brown than blonde hair.
I think
not a super masculine, not super masculine personality, not to say like, but just not a pushover either. So just real even keel personality. So definitely coming in, the more that I ask, it feels like that 8 month mark is going to be significant for the relationship to come in. Sandy blonde hair. And also the connection for you. Now, do you have the double, why do I hear double S's or two S's? Do you have the double S's? I don't know what that means, but do you understand that about the double S's?
Well, my name, my first and my last name, it sounds like two S's. Like, well, obviously Samantha, but my last name starts with a C, but you kind of pronounce it with an S. Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Yeah, because I hear the S. Okay. Okay. Because I was asking why, you know, name, can you get some more details? And then, of course, they throw in those kind of odd little tidbits of information. So I don't have much more. He's actually a shorter person than you would normally date, which I feel like it would be kind of like you wouldn't pay him much attention. You're kind of like, that's nice, you know, and kind of like keep moving. But don't dismiss. I feel like that you're going to really have more of a connection. And on with very interesting things, like very kind of a free-thinking, sort of out-of-the-box personality, out-of-the-box thinking, you're going to have that in common. So don't dismiss when they don't fit your quote-unquote type.
Wow. That's really interesting because I actually was, well, I kind of know someone that fits your description, but I'm not sure if this is a new person coming into my life or someone I already know, because I know a gentleman named Ivan that I kind of
is
had
he's
a
short,
on,
he's the sandy brown blonde, shorter, a little bit thicker body type, but like not the physical type you would normally go for, but definitely clicking on like the mental aspect of your connection. Does
well,
that sound familiar?
He's actually pretty thin and taller.
Okay. Yeah, no, not him. Yeah, different guy. So it's going to be a new guy.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely going to be a new guy. And then, of course, pay attention to the 8th month. So.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a great evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks for waiting.
Hello.
You're on with Finding Christy All. Can I help you?
Yes, Christy. My name is Trish, and
hi, Trish.
I was wondering if you could give me a little insight as where you see relationship over the next couple months.
Okay. Now, where does this strong, like, woo, really strong female energy come into your life where they're kind of overpowering? Where who's, like, dark hair, darker hair, brown, medium brown to dark hair, really strong female personality pop in? Cause,
are you talking about someone from the other side?
Potentially, because they just, woo, like, zinged right in. Strong personality. Let me describe her to you, and then you can make that connection. So she's really almost, people would say her as forceful, in her approach to people, very opinionated, my way or the highway sort of thing. Initially, I see her with, like I said, darker brown hair. It looks short, as is what she's showing me, with a little bit of a curl, almost like a wave to it, but short, like a little bit longer than like a pixie cut, is who I see her as. But
I think it's either my mother or me.
Okay. Because she's just really hammering in personality-wise. So, okay. And do you understand the connection for, the connection to radio? I don't know, because I heard radio. I don't know why. I'm not sure, because she's actually showing me almost like, you know, the old school radio boxes. So they were like a arch shape
dials.
With the, pardon me?
With the dials.
Yes, with the dials, and it has like the screen mesh for the speaker and all of that. So I'm not sure how you connect to that, but she's bringing that up for a reason. Okay, and you know what, before I continue on, I want to make sure that I have enough time. So I'm actually going to see if I can do this now. I'm kind of technically challenged, so we'll see if I can do it. But I want to extend.
I think they automatically they give you 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to extend tonight a little bit. So let me just multitask here if I can really quick, if it'll let me, because it's been kind of finicky tonight, which is
I think if they don't let you, what happens is you can go on, but it's not in the archive.
Okay. So I don't have to necessarily end it for this evening. It'll just keep on going. It won't cut off on me.
No. Well, I'm pretty sure I don't have a show, but the way other people have said is it goes on for 15 minutes. It just doesn't, you can't hear it in the archive.
Okay. So, okay. Well, then I'm just going to keep on keeping on. And, okay, so she's very, she's the one who gives you your kick in the pants is what she's showing me, because she's literally, like, kicking me in the pants. Like, come on already. Hurry up. So, she is letting you know, now we're talking about relationship, correct?
Right.
Okay. Okay. So she's talking about the boundaries and the, she's actually using the word walls, but the boundaries that you have established to really make you feel comfortable and let just the right person in. She's talking about like peeling them away and being able to let the person in who's going to be right for you. 6 months is, I hear the number six, so I'm not feeling like I need to say 6 months, but the number six in relation to you and a relationship is going to be coming in. Once you're able to, because she's using this metaphor of peeling things away, you'll be able to have the opportunity to meet someone. I'm not being actually shown a description. Was she very overbearing? I feel like, or very just all in your business?
No,
well,
not at all.
Okay. This woman is definitely very all up in my business. So, and very just energetically present. So I want to make sure that she
is this new, or is this someone from the past?
The relationship?
Yeah.
I feel like my wires are crossed, but not from the information. I feel as though, like, emotionally, like, your wires are like, I'm not sure why I'm getting the phrase crossed wires. So to me it feels like either there's like a stuck point with this previous relationship where you're not really either allowing yourself to move forward, or there's just hasn't been an opportunity to move forward. But I feel like there's this mix of crossing those wires of, you know, going back or moving forward. So have you been struggling with deciding to go back with this other person or moving forward and finding a new relationship? Because I feel like I keep getting shown like just crossed wires here. Does that make sense for you?
It does. And I wonder if that's also what you meant by the dial, meaning static, trying to turn the dial on the I'm guessing, and I have no idea. So I think for me, I'd like to try again, but I have not spoken to the other person recently, so I've heard there's a desire, but neither one of us has made any. I don't feel it's up to me to make that phone call.
Yeah, to reach out. So what I'm hearing is once you've made the decision to open yourself up to this previous relationship, that's when it's almost like they'll know energetically and psychically. So you just have to, once you make that decision, open yourself up energetically, you'll be able to, it's almost like they'll know and they'll just pop right in and make that phone call. I actually don't feel like it's a phone call. You'll either get a text or an email. So it feels like it's going to be electronic at first before they actually pick up the phone. It's almost kind of like feeling how checking you out to see how you're feeling before before they take the plunge, so to speak. So,
So I've kind of opened myself up energetically, so where I'm stuck.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's coming. Like there's just this push that needs to happen, but not on your end. And I'm not able to tap into them to see like what that push needs to be or this nudge that needs to happen. But I feel like the connection can be made.
Okay. You would think the strong, overbearing presence that's bothering you could push the person.
Wouldn't that be great, right? She was certainly kicking me in the pants. I don't know. I'm trying to be very persistent when I'm asking, you know, spirit, like, all right, can I have some more information? What's going on? But I'm just not being shown what that kick in the pants needs to be in order for it to happen. So, unfortunately, but
well, I appreciate
you're on your way. Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so I'm trying to see if I can still have folks on and answer your calls. There's just a few of you still here. And as I continue on with the show, I want to try and answer your questions. So don't hang up, and we'll see how this goes. Thanks so much for waiting. How can I help you?
Oh, it's Lori. I was on my cell phone earlier, and it went dead.
Oh,
I didn't realize it was. Yeah, it just went poof. And I was gone.
No.
Yeah, the last I heard was you were saying something about 3 weeks or so.
Okay, and Lori, thank you so much for calling back in. Remind me of what your question was again, Lori.
Oh, about moving, about finding a place to move to. And
yes, yes.
I'd really like to know how I would recognize a decent place to live, like how I know it's going to be a decent place.
So it's interesting you ask that because I don't think you heard me, but it will probably be on the recording. That you need to pay special attention to the place that has the cream or beige color and teal or a very light blue. That's the place that needs to get your attention for your potential new place, next place, I should say. So, yes. I feel like it's actually the sign or the what's out front of the complex coloring. So that's going to give you a heads up to pay attention for that.
So you don't think I should go any, like I'm living kind of rural right now. And there's like these, this trailer place where all these, this area where there's a lot of mobile homes, but it's pretty far and, but
I
fe- you know.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's, what I see from the front of the complex is it feels still like either townhouse living where it's, you know, top and bottom or apartment living where it's more than one level. I feel like. It's a little bit tall. It's a little bit taller, but not like I don't feel like I feel more townhouse because when I ask, I feel my neighbor to the side of me instead of above me. So that's what it feels like right now.
Okay.
With that particular location with that colored sign.
Oh, man, I'm so scared about finding a place and all those things and.
I think by having all of your paperwork in a row and everything checked and balanced and double checked, that it's not going to be easy to get out of your place just because I don't feel as though they're going to be very nice about it and make it easy for you, but that once that you will be able to get out of there and that you'll be able to find your next place fairly easily. I feel as though your 2 to 3 options, you'll have 2 to 3 options available to you. So, yeah. Don't give up. It's going to be a little tough to deal with them. So.
Yeah, they didn't. I when I moved in here, I had this church, the Mormon church, helped me and
mm-hmm.
And they did the walkthrough and did the paperwork, you know, and
mm-hmm.
turned it in, you know, and they didn't really write down everything. But I did get a lot of pictures and.
Good. Perfect.
You know.
Perfect.
But not. I mean, I could have got a lot more pictures, but I.
Yeah.
Didn't. And.
But I feel like that's okay. You're still going to be able to have what you need or that you have what you need, you know, already for it.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I wish you the very best, Lori, and I appreciate you calling back in. And
I appreciate you doing the service.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And I hopefully look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for waiting. Christy. You're on with Christy. Hi. What can I help you with tonight?
Christy, my name is Deanna. I wondered if you could connect me with Spirit.
Okay. And you said your name is Deanna?
Yes, you got that right.
Okay. And did you have a particular question that you had this evening or that you wanted to have addressed?
Well, I've been struggling for about 8 years, and there are days when I feel it's the end of the road, and today I felt very weak and congested, you know,
Some
soup. But it's a problem with work, and right now also with transportation.
Okay.
They've rerouted the bus system, and I don't have the access that I had before. But I guess everything could be solved if I get the work, and I don't know. It's too complicated, but I do need hope, and I read that call you for hope.
Oh, well, thank you so much. So, Deanna, do you understand the grandmother figure in spirit for you, who she's bringing attention to either her dark-colored or black skirt and her dark-colored shoes. I don't know. It's like a long skirt, a and she's bringing it
forward.
Do you understand that about her? It's almost as though her uniform or what she would usually wear.
My grandma was in her 80s, and, yes, she wore long clothes.
Yeah, I feel like that she would always wear the skirt. So she's the one who has come forward. Now, when you are having and struggling the most, she, to me, is the feeling that you have when, as if someone is holding your hand, or when you're almost as though your hands are crossed, you know, fingers interlaced like you were praying, and you, that feeling of having another hand on top of you, of yours, that is her. That is her presence. That is her way of showing you that she is with you and helping you and there to comfort you. Do you understand this? Because she's showing me like praying hands.
My grandmother was very good at praying. She constantly prayed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so she's showing that she is here for your support, and she is the hands on top of yours, praying with you that things go well, and she's the one that's, she says, I wasn't your shoulder, meaning like your shoulder to cry on necessarily, but to me that means just maybe she just wasn't around as often as you both would have liked, but that she's here for you now and that she is your support. Now, she talked about the... Now, have you already... Do you have the bus pass or do you have the bus route? I'm not sure why she's bringing up the bus, but... Do you understand
okay,
that?
Because the buses were just changed less than a week ago from where I am to about a mile away. I've already spoken to the county, to the constituency representative, and they're going to come out from the mall, but not nowhere near me. So I've asked for a stop, and it just has to be worked into right now. I've lost access to 4 buses. And I do need them to go to work, but if there is no work, you know, and the problem actually lies with work. It seemed like things were opening up, and it's just working very slowly. Do you see, or does my grandmother say anything about work?
In the next 2 weeks, you're going to notice things changing. Things are going to become a bit more positive. To me, positive energetically, but more positive talk, positive interactions with the people that you work with or work for. And that's going to be really beneficial to you because I feel as though either they haven't been speaking to you or there's been a lack of communication. But I feel as though there's going to be more communication. It's going to feel a bit better at work. But then things are going to be, I feel like not only the time frame 2 weeks important for you, but where does like 2 stops? Did you take the bus 2 stops to get to work? I don't know why they're saying 2 stops. Or where is it that you go 2 stops?
It's a long ride all the way from one end to the county to the center.
Yeah.
And
is it
if there's lots of stops.
Uh-huh.
Many stops.
Uh-huh.
I'm most concerned about work because if I have work, I can fix my van.
Sure.
But if I don't have work, right now I don't know how I'm going to eat next week.
Mm.
Right now. That's why I said I've been struggling. It's been almost 8 years come next solstice in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the end of my strength. And I keep getting new strength. But, you know, when there's no hope, it just does not feed you back.
Right.
Hope.
Right. Okay. So, So your grandmother is present. She's of a support for you. She's kind of giving me the logical aspects of things. Do you have the community support or a local church group support where you could ask for assistance for meals?
I have to ask for assistance, yeah. I have to ask for assistance, what they call food stamps.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've been putting it off because
Why?
There's no reason for me not to be working, and this has gone on too long.
I'm going to get stern with you. She's going to get stern with you. She's getting very stern. Okay, so I apologize. I'm interrupting you, but she just kind of gave me this big nudge. So there is nothing wrong with getting help, because she says you are the woman who, as soon as you can, not only will you go back to being able to support yourself, but then you're going to also go back to helping other people, because that's just who you are. And so it's okay to get help now, because you already give back. So there should be guilt.
Christy, my work is with the government, and I'm so reluctant to ask for assistance, because this is a government position, and it is a very responsible one.
Sure.
So no filing for bankruptcy, no asking for food stamps, and I'm at the end of my resources completely, and I've asked for help. I haven't received it from friends. I've received some, but just recently this week I asked for help. I haven't had any news back from that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take me until mid-month next month to get any income.
Right.
So I'm very, you know, faltering.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know. I think your program is probably going to cut off. Anything that you say on Blog Talk does record all the way to the end until you're cut off. Unlike our earlier friend said, I don't know whether you have to ask for 15 minutes or 30 minutes more, but it does record all the way to the end. I've listened for about 7 to 8 years since my issue started.
Yeah.
And it's been my lifeline to stay alive.
Oh, well, I thank you so much for calling in and that information. I appreciate that very much. But, you know, Deanna,
you taking the time.
Of course. You know, the help is there. The help is coming. She's telling me the one place where you're hesitant still to ask for assistance or still to ask for help is, although it seems so out of your comfort zone, is what she's saying, that's going to be the place that's going to be short term, because they'll say, well, I can help you, but I can only help you short term. They will still be able to help you. I don't feel like it's an organization, though. So it may be either a relative or a close friend or a group of individuals who kind of, they help people out. It doesn't feel like it's a big church or a big organization. But if you can think of the one place where you are still very hesitant to ask for assistance from, that is, she's saying that they're the ones. They're the ones that will short-term help you, because they know that it's only going to be for short-term, and then you're going to be able to be on your feet. So
she's up in Canada. Haven't received a call back yet. I'm just hoping she would help me now, because I feel that the job is forthcoming. Other things have occurred that make me think that now I am in their scope.
Mm-hmm.
And they know me well for many, many years. So, but it's just a matter of holding on and staying, you know, afloat until then.
Right.
So I do appreciate your help so much. I do like the green shirt you had on the photograph.
Oh,
thank you.
It's the color of
hope.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's the color of hope.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for helping me. And I hope help comes very, very soon.
Thank you. Yes, you know what? And I feel like it is. I feel like it's coming for you to be able to help you, because you're the type of person who will give back as soon, immediately, as you're able to. So now it's just your turn to receive some help, and that's okay. So
depletion is not a good place to give.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Well, you know,
what I've done is I've been in touch with the authorities that, you know, do the routing, and I think that my intervention is going to help other people, other riders, because this was a very sudden change, and I don't usually depend on public transportation, but I have to the last 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
But other people are in the same quandary I am, and
right.
I feel that is helpful. I'm a person of ideas, but I feel so unlistened to and unloved mm-hmm. right now because of, you know, just feeling depleted.
Right. Well, you are loved. Your grandmother is here to tell you that you are, and is that comfort for you. And it's difficult sometimes to see that and realize it and feel it, you know, when our loved ones are in spirit, but you know, I'm here to tell you she's very much a support for you, and you just have to call on her and be aware that she's around you. So I want to leave you with that, Deanna, and I thank you so much. Yeah.
I want to say in English what we say in Spanish, 1,000,000 graces to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
1,000,000 graces.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Christy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it was a amazing and wonderful experience for me tonight to be able to provide service, and I hope that I was able to help you find hope in your own lives as I answered your questions in tonight's show. I want to let you know the next show that will be coming up is April 12th. That is a Tuesday, and it is going to be at 8 o'clock in the evening, Eastern. And I want to give you a little tidbit about what that show will be about. I will actually be having a guest on, Miss Samantha Black will be on next month, and we are going to talk about rewriting our limiting beliefs with the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So don't miss that next show, April 12th, Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I may also go ahead and book another show in the month of April, so please, please, please follow Finding Hope with Christy All on our homepage. You can click follow there, and you'll get updates about all the shows that are coming up on the calendar. Thank you again so much. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you all very soon. Bye-bye.